Hi, we're back. You're listening to Car Talk with us, Click and Collect, the Tappert Brothers, here to talk about cars, car repair, and the answer to last week's puzzler. And this was from my Great Pyramids series. And yeah. This was sent in by Jason Rhodes from someplace in, I don't know, AOLville. Here it is. In his youth, a young man took a trip to visit the Great Pyramids of Egypt. He was deeply moved by the trip. Years later, he decided to take his own son to see the pyramids. Until then, the son had never been away from home. But here's the catch. The man made his first trip to the pyramids in 1995. Did you write this down? 1995.
I have written down from last week.
And he took his son to see them in 1969. How is this possible? Now, before you start thinking about, I'm my own grandpa. You know,
or prime numbers. Yeah. This is one of those, you hear the answer and you say,
oh,
I'm going to kick you a butt. I'm going to kick you a butt, man.
Well, yeah. No,
it's so good, though.
It is good.
I mean, what other solution could there be?
Well, there could be on my own grandpa or something like that many, many years
well,
ago.
I worked on my own grandpa thing, and I
was married to a widow who was pretty as can be. This widow had a grown-up daughter who had hair of red. My father fell in love with her, and soon they two were wed. This made my dad my son-in-law and changed my very life. For my daughter was my mother because she was my father's wife.
Who wrote that?
To complicate the matter, even though it brought me joy, I soon became the father of a bouncing baby boy. I'm my own grandpa, something like that. But it has nothing to do with the solution.
But never pass up an opportunity to sing I'm my own grandpa. I mean, how many opportunities come up? You know what I mean?
No, unless you run into Homer and Jethro. No, what you got to think about is how long the pyramids have been around.
Yeah.
And in fact, while the father may have taken his trip in 1995, that was 1995 B.C. And 26 years later, in 1969, he and his son went.
Yeah.
Pretty good, huh?
Well, I mean, actually, if you believe in reincarnation, it could also be that he went in 1995 and 2,000 years later, he went in 1969,
like I said,
or whatever it is.
I'm my own grandpa. Do we have a winner?
The winner is 14-year-old Sarah Davidson. No kidding. From Bethesda, Maryland. What, do we ask people for their ages now? Anyway, for having her answer selected at random from among all the correct answers that we got, Sarah Davidson, Bethesda, Maryland, will get a $26 gift certificate to the Shameless Commerce Division. You know, I don't think we have a single item in the Shameless Commerce Division that a 14-year-old girl would be interested
Absolutely
in.
Absolutely we do.
What? Go ahead. Give me another one.
We have hats.
We have hats. Yeah, actually, yeah. And we have T-shirts.
Yeah.
Oh, we have fleece. Now, yeah. Fleece is good.
Yeah, we'll fleece it for $26.
We'll fleece
bucks.
Her for $26. Anyway, you can pick up whatever you like. She might like one of the CDs that we have.
There you go.
So thanks and congratulations to you, Sarah Davidson from Bethesda, Maryland.
Good work, Sarah. Anyway, we'll have a brand new puzzle coming up in the third half of the show, so don't go anywhere. In the meantime, if you have a question about your car, give us a call. The number is 888-CAR-TALK. That's 888-227-8255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.